There are some kids for whom extra time on the SATs isn't especially important. They are so far ahead of the pack that the SATs are smooth sailing under any circumstances, and they can feel that high school itself isn't holding them back. Now in California, lawmakers are considering whether to allow these so-called gifted students, even those in elementary school, to skip high school and to go right on to community college. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
11-year-old Levy Clancy sits attentively in the front row of his chemistry class at Santa Monica Community College. Without having to use his Star Wars eraser, he beats his much older classmates in calculating something called the ground state configuration for electrons in silver.
Did you look this one up?
Oh, no. I just looked at that one, then I...
I think you're right, Levy, but I think he's right. I'm sure he's right.
This is a gigantic leap beyond the material Levy would be learning if he were in the sixth grade. But then, as his mother notes, Levy's always been precocious, speaking in complete sentences at 1 year, reading at 14 months, learning his multiplication tables before turning two. In elementary school, though, he was miserable.
Mainly because I was in some ways more intelligent, and I somehow made other people feel angry at me, and they teased me a lot. They kicked me in the back.
Levy tried several elementary and high schools, both public and private. He skipped grades and was homeschooled for a while by his mother. She took him with her to sit in on computer classes at UCLA, where he was told he was too young to enroll. But after passing California's high school proficiency exam, he won a lawsuit allowing him to begin Santa Monica Community College at age 7.
I'm with learning peers, and I don't feel as different.
California legislators are considering whether to allow other highly gifted children to skip from elementary school to community college. Currently, students are not allowed to take the high school proficiency exam, no matter how smart they are, until they turn 16 or they're in 10th grade. Levy says, why not?
If you're unhappy and you're not learning and you're practically rotting in the elementary schools, and then you find some place where you belong and you're accepted and you learn and you're really happy, I think it's rather self-explanatory.
A second proposed bill would reimburse these students for some of their expenses. The boy's mother, Lila Levy, who wrote both bills, notes that the state would be paying to educate them anyway.
The children would be able to take the same amount of money that other children receive to help offset the expenses of tuition and textbooks. It doesn't pay any more than any other child.
Both bills have passed the Assembly and are now before the state Senate. Most states allow students in the 10th grade or higher to attend local colleges and universities, but they still get high school credits. There are some exceptions, but no state allows elementary-aged children to bypass high school and go directly to college, according to the National Association of Gifted Children. In California, some educators wonder whether colleges can accommodate students so young.
10-year-old geniuses are not adults in small bodies. They are still children.
Delaine Easton is California's state superintendent. She supports sending highly gifted children to college, even reimbursing them. But she cautions that some children may not be mature enough.
We ought to understand that the child has to grow into adulthood on many levels. Some are intellectual, but some are, you know, about social and emotional growth. I mean, should the child be able to run and play and have an opportunity to be involved in baseball and drama and music and all those things that, you know, developmentally you may do differently at age 10 than you do at age 20?
But Levy Clancy, for one, insists he's not missing out on his childhood at college. He's not getting beat up. He gets to rollerblade at Venice Beach near his house. He's even found other exceptional children at the college to play with. He plans to go on to UCLA and Caltech.
I'm thinking about going into research of cancer, not just on the whole level, but on the molecular level.
Until then, he's urging state lawmakers to consider giving children like him a chance. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.